The number of people living in sanctuary in America rose sharply in recent years under President Trump. That's when immigrants move into a house of worship to avoid deportation. Often their stories are marked by hardship, but one Philadelphia man's turned his family's experience into a catalyst. Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benchoff has this story of how one family's struggles with the immigration system put their oldest son on a path to the Ivy League.
22-year-old C.J. Thompson has always appreciated a good narrative arc.
I used to be really into, you know, just literature and reading and story plot. And when I played video games, I was more interested in the story than anything.
His own story has had many twists and turns. He came with his parents to the U.S. from Jamaica when he was 7, after they said gang members killed his uncle. In South Jersey, the family started over. His parents applied for asylum. He was on his way to a computer science degree when they got word from federal immigration authorities that they'd have to leave the country in 2018. Instead, the family moved into a church in Philadelphia. Thompson, who has DACA and can leave the church, tried to do what he could to help. Speaking as an immigration activist, working in a meatball factory to pay the bills, taking classes. But it was too much.
There was a lot going on. I was dealing with, you know, parents, like, basically being homeless, the work schedule. I was putting a lot on my plate, and, you know, it started to cave in on me.
In the midst of everything else, he realized he could scrap the degree he wasn't passionate about for one he is, film.
I'm thinking about getting my master's at UCLA. Eventually, I see myself just being like this amazing director. Ryan Coogler, for instance, he directed Black Panther.
Prince T'Challa, the Black Panther.
He's someone that I admire a lot. And also Jordan Peele.
Good to see another brother around here.
How he does like kind of horror and everything. And
yes, of course it is.
On the outside, it's like, this is scary. But there's also deeper things going on.
Now you're in the sunken place.
And I appreciate it a lot. It shows, like, really good storytelling.
Thompson switched his major at Drexel University and applied to a program at Columbia, specifically for non-traditional students. Last week, he was accepted. His mom, Juanita, says his family's recent struggles with the immigration system and his work trying to mount public pressure for their freedom also help explain her son's career shift.
I know it is because of us and our story being out there and the life of others, knowing that it takes a film person and an interview person to do this. And that's the only way your story can be true out there.
Living in the church with his parents for the last few months has also provided raw material for a script he's writing. It's called Sanctuary, and it's set in the church.
The idea is it's a post-apocalyptic world. The coronavirus, it ended up having people mutate into these creatures that I call pteropods. And they're basically like human-bat mixture. And that's just like the wide view.
But like any good story, there are layers. Heads up, this is a spoiler.
Well, really, it's about a boy who's figuring out how to live on his own and survive after the death of his father.
Thompson is still waiting to hear back from Columbia about financial aid, but is hopeful he'll get a good scholarship. Now he's hoping a GoFundMe can help pay for the rest. He's very conscientious of his own story and takes pains to describe it in the most cinematic terms possible.
Do you have any questions for me?
I kind of wanted to lead towards, like, from working in a factory and being homeless, like Columbia University kind of essence to it.
Laura Benchoff, Keystone Crossroads.